This Justin is going to talk to later on, so welcome him. He's a new guy. Very good. So he has a southern accent, not like my southern Polish accent. It's like, hey, sit down, let's go, let you go. He's like, feed the seminarian later on, important. And today, as I mentioned, we have the 6th week of Easter, and it's all the readings are actually very, very important. We have Philip today in the, what do you call it, readings. He's not the Apostle Philip, it's the Deacon Philip. So the deacons play enormous role in the beginning of the church. In the time when that, actually that excerpt is written, the church is already under persecution, and this time we have Saul persecuting it. So later on, St. Paul, he's doing a good job persecuting people and going through the houses, throwing out people and women and children, and even Stephen get killed. And if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we had this story about how Stephen and then Philip were chosen, and now Stephen becomes the first martyr, and we have Philip going to different places and bringing the word of God. And today we hear in the first reading, he is teaching the people of Samaria, but then he's asking the apostle St. Peter to come over. He says, hey, the people are ready, come and, put your hands on them, baptize them, send the Holy Spirit among them. In some way, when you remember your confirmation, we have the bishop laying the hands on the, basically on you, as you remember that, and he says, receive the Holy Spirit. So basically the same thing from generation to generation, from one lineage, is one lineage from Christ, from the apostles, and all the people in communion, and they receive the Holy Spirit. And then sometimes as a priest, and you get the, what do you call it, like a chance to do a confirmation. And sometimes in the whole life of a priest, you'll never get the chance because the bishop does it in some diocese. Like when I was a vicar, like many years ago at St. John, at Christmas, not Christmas, Easter time, the pastor got sick, and then 30 minutes before the celebrations of the Holy Saturday, he tells me, I cannot come in, do the triduum for me. I said, great, I've never done it before in my life at that time. I was, young guy. And I did the confirmation, and some of my friends told me, we never got that opportunity to do that. So some way, this sacrament, it is very important for us as we're receiving the Holy Spirit, but also we're confirming like the faith as an adult person already, that yes, I belong to Christ, I wanna go this way. And then by laying the hands on you, you're receiving it just like in the first reading. Now, when you look at the gospel today, we have Christ telling us, keep my commandments. And it says he always stretches the importance of the commandments. Today before Mass, you have received general absolution, which is usually done at very grave circumstances like danger. And today is, one of those days. Sometimes we hear in different parts of the country that sometimes people abuse that general absolution, but today it's done in a proper way. And you have received basically the gift from God to start a new beginning, new life. And he says, keep my commandments, then you will be with me. As Christians, when you look even through the beginning of the centuries, the people were persecuted because of the way they were living. They were keeping the commandments. They were, by doing so, they were aggravating other people. I mean, they were showing the courage to walk with Christ, even when it meant, breaking their social rules, breaking their government, their political rules. They said, no, we are with Christ. We'll not obey somebody or do something that is contrary to our conscience, contrary to Christ. It shows us great courage, and if those people were even able to lay down the life for it. That's why the persecution started, because in some ways we go through the Easter time, remember some of the readings. Christians, faithful Christians, are examples for others, but also they are stumble, like stones for others that are contrary to the faith of Christ, to faith of, you know, of God. So, like, when we follow today's readings, actually all of them, it gives us an insight of the beginning of basically of the church, but also of the life of the people. I really enjoy reading the Acts of the Apostles because it shows you exactly the beginning of a church. It kind of gives you, you can put yourself into the footsteps of people and are surrounded like with the aura of Christ. It's like watching some of those, you know, older movies like Quo Vadis. You have St. Peter, you have St. Paul, you have the first followers, the disciples, the deacons, and then the people are in a community. It's a smaller community, but people, you know, take care of one another. And I think we could see some of the examples even in that weird times of the pandemic we have, when people are helping one another, especially, you know, neighbors, your friends, you know, doing good chores for one another, showing the love basically through the deeds. It is showing your love of Christ through good deeds towards the people. And this is what basically Christian people do for one another. It's good to see your faces, even if it's, you know, sometimes we have to be covered, but it's, you know, good that you do that. So thank you so much for those that, you know, that cover their faces also. And, you know, in time we prayed for that virus to go away. Pray for the people, for the safety, also for the people that are sick. And may God keep you healthy. Amen.